Conditions for civil society have deteriorated over the past year in 9 countries, 4 of which are in Africa, and general civic space conditions in the African continent remain repressive. According to Civicas, a global alliance of civil society organizations and activists that tracks the state of civic freedoms of 198 countries. Sylvia Baturu is a human rights lawyer and Civicas researcher. She says almost 900 million people living in sub-Saharan Africa live in politically repressed societies.
Almost 70% of the population in Africa south of the Sahara is now living within a repressed civic space. That means a big majority of the continent south of the Sahara are not able to access their rights, are not able to speak out anymore, are not able to engage even meaningfully within democracy efforts and within governance efforts.
Many governments in Africa have curtailed people's rights, the report says, and their security forces have committed violations against protesters, human rights defenders and journalists. Authorities are accused of disrupting peaceful protests by force, detaining demonstrators and prosecuting human rights defenders, protesters and journalists. The report says civic space and freedoms have deteriorated over the past year in 4 African countries, Burkina Faso, Eswatini, Ethiopia and Kenya. Kenya's ranking was downgraded from obstructed to repressed due to the government crackdown on nationwide protests in June and July, which was sparked by a proposed finance bill that sought to raise taxes. According to rights groups, more than 60 people were killed during the protests in Kenya and dozens more are missing. They blame the killings on Kenyan security agencies, a claim denied by the government. 38-year-old Edith Kamau lost her son during anti-tax protests in Kenya. She agrees with the report that her country's human rights record and civic space are not good. Kenya has changed a lot, she says. This is not Kenya which we had before. Even well-to-be people are being abducted. We normal citizens are not in a good place and we don't have enough security. Meanwhile, the report downgraded Burkina Faso's status from obstructed to repressed. Eswatini and Ethiopia were downgraded from repressed to closed, meaning authorities there tolerate almost no public dissent or demonstrations. Despite many African countries restricting civic space, some are making progress in allowing political expression and defense of human rights. According to the researchers, civic space and freedom are open in 7 African countries, including Botswana and Liberia, which have improved their conditions in the past year. Liberia witnessed a peaceful power transfer late last year. In Botswana, voters voted out the ruling party, which had governed the country since 1966, in the October presidential elections. Even before then, Civicas says civil society groups were able and allowed to push back against proposed constitutional changes. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.